Marty in the Morning on RTE Lyric FM with Spry Finance. Keep living the life you love.
Lord, we don't need another mountain. There are mountains and hillsides enough to climb. There are oceans and rivers enough to cross, enough to last till the end of time. What the world needs now is love, sweet love. It's the only thing that there's just too little of. What the world needs now is love, sweet love. No, not just for some, but for everyone. Lord, we don't need another meadow. There are cornfields and wheat fields enough to grow. There are sunbeams and moonbeams enough to shine.
It's Marty Whelan here.
Hi, Marty.
How are you? Good morning. Good morning.
I'm good. How are you, Marty?
I'm awfully well. I'm reminiscing in my head the last when you sat in front of me here a long time ago, around the time of Seasons of My Soul.
I do remember.
And you came here, and then you went on the Late Late Show, and you did the TV afterwards. And just great memories of you coming here. And you have travelled the world and changed in many ways since.
I certainly have. I've also been to Ireland. I've been to Ireland quite a lot in the meantime. Mm. I haven't forgotten Ireland.
Where do you, can I ask, where are you as we speak?
I am in Southeast London.
Southeast London. But is home away, away now? Is it still Arkansas?
Well, I was in America from around 2013 to about 2020. I was mainly living in America. Mm. I started off in LA briefly, and then I decided I wanted to live in Arkansas. And then from Arkansas, I went to live in Georgia. I went to live in Macon, Georgia, which is the home of Otis Redding and Little Richard and the Allman Brothers. There's a lot of music history down there.
Yeah.
So that was really cool. I spent a couple of years in Macon, Georgia. And then in the pandemic, I decided it might be best just to come home.
And that's home now.
Yeah, London's home.
Good for you, good for you. Well, you don't need all that sunshine. Don't need it.
Well, yes. I know. It isn't ideal, but, you know, we have our culture and it's a better place to raise kids.
Yeah, well, that's for sure. And you have you one child or two children?
Just one.
Just one. And who is that? Tell me.
His name is Denny. And he's seven.
He's on the back of Boys Don't Cry.
No, actually, he's not. That was a little boy that I met in a park in New York, and his mother said it was okay.
I always assumed with the picture that it was your little fella.
No.
My God. That's...
No.
What is, this lady's just going to take a picture with you on a swing. It's all fine. Carry on.
We explained we were I was a musician, and could I take photographs?
You said you're a musician, rumour. That's even worse.
Well, that park's gone now. It's now apartments. You know, New York's they're always building things.
See what you've done.
I know.
Listen, I want to talk to you about the album In Session. I have been listening to it and I have been blown away by it. And I say it with all sincerity because I remember. Seasons of My Soul and obviously Into Colour and all the rest of it. And I thought to myself, you don't need to do this. Why would you do this? But it's actually really, it's different and it's really warm and like literally like you're in the room. There's something about the sound of it.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
I mean, there was a couple of reasons why I did it. One was, over the years I've accumulated quite a lot of music, you know, different CDs, different projects. And as I found out recently, you know, now because of the EU, especially, like even just coming to Ireland and bringing a merchandise, it's really hard to bring CDs and things. Like it's actually to the point where it's actually, you know, not worth doing it. Mm. So I thought I'd like to make a little collection that has a variety of my songs across the board on it. And at the same time, I was working with this group, this soul jazz group, and we were coming up with some really nice new arrangements of the songs for a concert that we were doing together in collaboration. So I thought, let's record it, you know, and let's put it out as a kind of, just us doing those arrangements, and it could be really nice to sort of freshen them up and give them a sort of soulful, more of a soulful lilt, you know?
Yeah, well, I mean, it's actually totally different. It's amazing how much you can alter the same song and doing it in this way. Where did you hook up with? Is it Rettenbacher's Funkestra?
Yeah, they're a group of musicians. They work out of a studio called Masterlink Studios, and they do these sessions which they record and they post online and on YouTube, and they have different singers come in and do songs with them. So I'd seen them work with different singers, and I love the way they brought out, you know, different side of the singers' music and their songs. And so I went in there to do some stuff with them, and we got on really well. And then we decided to do a show together, and that's when we dug in a little bit deeper to my music because we had to learn all the songs. Yeah. Yeah,
it's a lovely thing. The main track from In Session is "Take Me As I Am." That's the track that's out there at the moment, and this is it just breaks your heart when you hear it. Still?
Oh, thank you.
Yeah,
I mean,
that
when I originally recorded it, it was much slower, and actually the record company sped it up on the record, and I always thought, no, it needs to be slower, you know, and when I do it live, I do it slower, and so this is an opportunity to kind of record it a bit more in line with the emotions.
Yes.
When I originally wrote it, you know.
Well, this is it. This is Rumour. In Session is the name of the album, with the Rettenbacher's Funkestra. I just like saying that. It makes me sound intelligent.
I know, it's very Euro, which
is
I
it?
Love. I love the European.
Yeah.
Yeah, because the music director is called Stefan Rettenbacher, and he's an Austrian bassist, and he's the one that puts the whole thing together.
That gives it a whole exotic feel.
I
stick with this one. This is Take Me As I Am from In Session.
Don't tell me it's all as I am. Just take me as I am. The love that I seek, is it hidden beneath? Is there something you want? Is there something you need from me? 'Cause I tell you now, these hands are empty. And it aches in my bones to be here on my own without it. Watching the love that I'm craving, getting further away, the more that I want it. So don't tell me it's all right. It'll never be all right. Why don't you come? Why don't you come back? I need a
chatting about Rumours this morning about a brand new album in session. Now, it's funny, you mentioned the word live, and we've done a check, and we've noticed that you're playing in the UK, right across, and Birmingham, Glasgow, Gateshead. You're at the Palladium in London in October. Any chance of you coming to play in Ireland?
Oh, absolutely. We're hoping to add some Irish dates. I've been in Ireland, you know, over the years. I did, over the past few years, I've done a couple of shows up in Derry.
Yes.
And I've become very fond of the town of Derry.
Yes, it is lovely.
And Belfast I played. And also, I also was on the Paul Heaton Irish leg of his tour just after Jackie Abbott got sick.
Yes.
And I jumped in... To do Jackie Abbott, some of Jackie Abbott's parts on that Irish tour. So we played, you know, Cavan and Ballybuffet and places like that, which was really fun. I had a brilliant time doing that Irish tour with Paul Heaton.
So there is every danger that you will come to us.
Every danger. We know I've got to explore my Irish roots. You know, my grandmother's from Rathgar.
Well, from...
Rathgar.
Which is, I wanted you to say it again, and you said it with an accent of somebody who comes from Rathgar, because it's quite posh, Rathgar. But then...
My granny's side were actually quite posh.
I'm not surprised. And have you explored it yet, or are you just going to...
I've got the address, actually.
The address, right.
I've managed to find it, the actual road.
But a house in Rathgar, probably worth about $2 million.
Yeah, I looked it up.
Yeah, there you go.
It was a pretty penny. Sure.
You're no slouch. I just looked it up just in case. If it's worth less than $1 million, I won't visit, said Rumour. I have to talk to you about one of the songs that I have always enjoyed. And you know the one, it's Aretha. And we still play Aretha Franklin with alarming regularity. We play you as well, of course. Was she a huge influence on you?
She was one of many influences on me. And actually, I wrote that song really about music, you know, music in general. Just and she sort of encapsulates the queen of soul. You know, she's like, you know, the main the main character, if you like,
sure.
If you look at females in music and voices in music. So I used her as a sort of example in the song to be the sort of maternal character, the inspirational character in the song.
And then when you sorted out in session, you gave it a completely different feel, because it's obviously much bigger as we remember it, and now suddenly it's again that intimate take on it.
Yeah, and I have a couple of brilliant girls on backing vocals. They're two sisters called Amber and Leonie Tremaine, and they're a family of six girls, and they all sing. And these are two of them, Amber and Leonie, and they sing backing vocals on Aretha as well. They're fantastic.
Oh, that sounds wonderful. Well, listen, we want to. You don't mind if I play your take from In Session on this one?
Oh, that'd be lovely.
Okay, well here it is. This is Rumour and Aretha.
I got Aretha in the morning, high on my headphones and walking to school. I got the blues in springtime, 'cause I know that I'll never have the right shoes. She'd notice, but she's always crying. I got no one to confide in. Aretha, nobody but you. And Mama, she'd notice, but she's always fighting something in her mind, and it sounds like breaking glass.
Chatting away with Rumour this morning, and I'm just looking at my signed copy of In Colour. I have to ask you a question. Is Alfie the dog in that picture?
Oh, in which picture?
In Colour.
Into Colour.
Is Alfie still with us?
Alfie is still with us.
Good.
He's an old man now. He's a bit slower. Mm. And you know, he's a little bit, I would say he could do with losing a few pounds.
Oh, well, really. Sure, that's just showing that he's had a good life. I wouldn't worry about Alfie. No, we have an Alfie as well. I just thought it was funny when I saw I love this. I'm actually going to tweet this picture because it's hilarious. It's on the album. You thank almost everybody that ever lived on the inner sleeve. It's quite funny. you thanked one of my great heroes, who we've interviewed a few times, the great Jimmy Webb, Jimmy and Laura Webb. You give him a mention, but there's so many names, it's hilarious. But Alfie gets the mention. I just said to myself, we have an Alfie who's an old English sheepdog, and yours is he?
He's a mongrel. He's a rescue dog, so he's I don't actually know what Alfie is.
Right.
I think they said at the shelter he was a terrier mix, but he looks like he's got a collie body and a terrier face. So did I thank Alfie in the credits?
You did. He's the last person. After you thank the Joyce family, which is your own people, you mention the Shirk Barry family, of course, and then Alfie, and then there's a paw print.
I'm surprised.
Do you not remember
this? I didn't thank Alfie first. No, I'm surprised I didn't thank the dog first, actually.
Yeah. No, it was... you gave me... You started out with Larry... is it Ciancia? Ciancia?
Larry, yeah.
Yes, Larry. Dear old Larry. And away you went. And there they all are in there. But anyway, well done. And Leah Kunkel. I mean, some great names in there as well. But you see, the thing is, you've been on this journey for, is it 15 years? It is 15 years.
I've been since I released that record in 2010.
Crikey.
And then it was 10 years before that, sort of, you know, wheeling and dealing, trying to get a record deal, because you had to have a record deal back then. You couldn't do it really independently.
And that's independent now. The new album In Session is independent.
Well, it's through a label called Cartel, a partner, label partner, yeah.
Yeah, that's spelled with a K, just in case anybody feels it's in any way dodgy.
Yes.
K-A-R-T-E-L. It just happens to be a name. Now, if people want this, they can order this, of course. But hopefully, then, I mean, will it be in record stores? And there still are some.
It should be. Yeah. It should be. And if it's not in Ireland record stores, it will definitely be on Amazon.
Right, okay.
And it's on Amazon.
And you're Spotifying already, I know that. Because that's how we were able to just enjoy it so much. I hope we'll be able to share some with the listeners, which would be lovely. I think we may be forced into making an album of the week, Rummer. It's just one of those things, I feel.
Oh, I think it's been
necessary. I think it's necessary. I think it is. But the deal is you have to try and make sure that you come to do a concert here, because it'll be lovely to see you here, whenever you can.
I'd love to.
It'd be gorgeous. Well, listen, if we finish up, slap on the wrist. The Fate of the Fireflies.
Mm.
That's from the Nashville album.
Yes.
That's a great song. And I don't think many people know that song.
Well, this is the thing. You know, that, I don't know if you heard the whole Nashville Tears album?
Oh, yes, I have it.
Now, that album was so interesting because I didn't know who Hugh Presswood was. I mean, when I first heard Oklahoma Stray. So when I said, I've got to find all his songs. So when I went to the publishers, I asked them to send me all his, whatever they had.
Yeah.
And Fireflies was just a demo of a song that never had been recorded by anybody. It was just a guitar demo. And it's never been recorded before, and it's such a beautiful song.
It's a gorgeous song. How would that disappear into the ether? Isn't it mad?
Well, songs do. Like, songs get lost, unfortunately, because it takes such a lot to get songs out there that, you know, many songs get lost, which is what Nashville Tears was originally about. Mm. I was trying to... It was the tears of the songwriter. That was the kind of concept I had at the beginning, you know, like, because I first thought, I wonder how many songs get lost. That was the original concept. And then when I stumbled on Hugh Presswood, it was originally supposed to be different songwriters, but then when I found Hugh Presswood, I just wanted to dig into his catalogue alone.
But you've championed loads of people, like our own Gilbert O'Sullivan and Neil Young, Todd Rundgren. There's a whole load of them that you have recorded the music of. Burt Bacharach, obviously, and your connection with Burt Bacharach as well. So, I mean, you're not afraid to do that. So taking somebody that the other people mightn't know is quite the thing as well.
Well, I think I couldn't believe that I didn't know him, you know, so I just wanted everyone else to know him. I thought, I'm going to go back to England from where I was living in Georgia at the time. I'm going to go back to England and tell everybody about Hugh Presswood because he's on par. For me, he was on par with Jimmy Webb.
Right. Well, I mean, you love these guys. I mean, you've covered Home Thoughts from Abroad, Clifford T. Ward, who we were talking about the other day was it the anniversary or the birthday? I'm trying to remember. His music still stands up. So, you know, you've always kind of championed these people and made them your own. So congratulations on that regard, because it's important that these songs continue to have a life, and through you, many of them are. Are you writing currently, Rummer? Are you doing your own stuff at the moment?
I am. I've got a new record that I'm sort of three quarters of the way through.
Right.
So you could say that In Session is like a kind of, you know, I'm just sort of putting, this is something, it's a starter.
Yes.
You know, it's an appetizer, because I have actually got something really substantial coming next.
Oh, look at you, tease.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Well, I look forward to it. In the meantime, if you don't mind, I'm going to finish with The Fate of the Fireflies, if that's okay with you, because it's really special.
Thank you so much.
Not at all. Listen, I really enjoyed it. Now, we'll see you, please God, soonest. Let us know when there's a concert and we can go and enjoy. And keep the faith and keep well. And mind yourself. And we'll see you when we see you, I think would be the phrase.
You too, Marty. Thank you so much for having me.
You take care, Rummer. Lovely to talk to you. This is Rummer, then.
You.
It's from In Session. Hang on a second. I want to do it properly. It's from In Session with the Redton Blocker Funkerton. That's who it is. That's who it is. Well-known Austrians. And this is Nashville Tears. And the song is The Fate of the Fireflies. It's wonderful.
Slowly disappearing, Sometimes there's too much light in the evening sky.